The General Conference is the highest policy-making body of the International Atomic Energy Agency. It is here that we have a forum, really, to uphold our mandate, which is accelerating and enlarging the contribution of atomic energy to peace, health, and prosperity throughout the world. I look at the conference almost like a three-ring circus, and let me explain that a little bit. The first ring allows us to conduct the business of the organization. It is composed of the general plenary session and also the committee of the whole. And this is where a wide-ranging forum for issues are raised and discussed, and we seek consensus to move forward. The second ring is involving numerous bilateral and multilateral activities. This is a great opportunity for member states to come together and meet with each other, which is perfect because they don't often have this abilities to travel to different individual trees, and this is one place where everybody comes together. The third ring is a number of side events that are taking place in the week of the General Conference, and it's numerous. It's increasing year by year. This year we have 31 side events, and these are sponsored by either the member states or by NGOs or by the departments itself.
You spoke about the member states. Could you just tell me who they are and from how many countries are they coming from?
Currently we have 162 member states, and the people that will come from them are often at the highest levels. We're talking at the ministerial level. I think we have 30 ministers coming this year, and we have one vice president from a country coming. So it's an important forum. We have 2,500 participants expected this year, so the numbers grow every year.
Could you just tell me what type of topics they will discuss?
Well, the topics are wide and varied. Of primary importance to me is the approval of our program and budget. The other topics, numerous, safety and security issues. We have a lot of discussions on nuclear energy and technology for sustainable development. There's a number of growing interest in our nuclear applications for human health, cancer treatment, agriculture, hydrology, ocean acidification, climate change. I mean, these are all kinds of topics that get mentioned and discussed in the General Conference. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about nuclear nonproliferation. This is the core of our business here. Then there's always the political issues that arise from time to time. We obviously have had numerous topics related to activities, nuclear activities in the DPRK, in Syria, in Iran, and the Middle East in general.
What's so special about this year's General Conference?
First of all, we're having a scientific forum, which we do normally, but every year that topic changes. And what's special about this year, the topic is going to focus on nuclear waste management. So this forum will really offer member states an opportunity to learn about technologies, to learn how others are doing it, to learn about the political aspects of disposing waste in countries. It's a big topic. I'm doing a special event on women's issues. I'm hosting a conversation about women in all things nuclear. And this is about careers for women in the nuclear field.
I would like to end this conversation by asking, how can we judge that the General Conference was a success or not?
You know, nuclear is a global business now, and you have to have an opportunity and a forum to discuss these kinds of things. And this is the biggest event of the year for people involved with nuclear technologies, atomic energy, and it really is the place to be to find global solutions. And I think that the success of the General Conference is the fact that we have it every year. It grows bigger and better. For me, I think that I always look for a smooth General Conference, that we have, you know, that everything operationally goes well, because that's my responsibility. But I also believe that it really is a place to really talk about not just problems, but to try to find common ground for solutions ahead.